And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. One of the wonderful things about being a part of the Chapel Hill Carrboro community is that you don't have to convince people of the value of education. So I'm pretty sure I don't have to sell you on the importance of fully funding our schools, including giving our teachers a long overdue raise. However, I am worried that we're not fully in touch with just how urgent the problem of teacher pay really is. I've talked with education professionals in other states who faced similar pay gaps in the past, and they tell me we may only have 1 or 2 years tops to bring our pay back in line with neighboring states before we feel a real impact in our classrooms. Now, I've heard a lot of people say we need to go to Raleigh and raise heck until state lawmakers fix this problem. But let's get real. We don't have the power to make sure Raleigh makes our schools their top priority, but we do have the power at the town and county level to make sure it's our top priority. I applaud the Board of County Commissioners for increasing the budget for our schools, and I appreciate their work to avoid raising taxes this year. Believe me, I'm no fan of tax increases, but I also fear we're not being realistic about just how big our teacher pay gap has become, or how little time we have left to fix it before we feel it. We need to increase the supplement we pay teachers in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, even if we have to raise the special district tax to do it. Is it the ideal solution? Hardly. But right now, it may well be our best solution to ensure our best teachers stay in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. For a community that prides itself on all things local, if ever there was a time to act locally to pay our teachers, now is the time. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.